Sai Ram. My prayers to Sai Baba to keep his divine blessings and grace on all his devotees. Today, I have come up with a beautiful story from the book Sai Act 366, The Happening on 31st of March, which talks about remembering or chanting the name of the Lord. Samartha Ramadas has written in his book Dasa Bodha that Lord Shankara was disturbed when he drank vinom or poison. His disturbed mind was released to peace only once he started to chant the name of Lord Rama. Ramdas explained further that after chanting the name of Hari, Prahlada got rid of difficulties which he got subjecting from his father, thus explaining the importance of name of the Lord with so many examples. There were many in Sai Baba's literature who got rid of their difficulties by simply following 9 types of devotion, which is also called as Navaveda Bhakti. Out of which there was one incident, and that day was 31st of March year 1915. That was the only holy day which was fixed in the mind of Nachne. On that day, Nachne was traveling through a deep forest along with Shantaram Moreshwar Phanse and some others. That too, he was traveling in a bullock cart. The road goes through a defile or ghat with ups and downs. It was a dense forest. They reached to Panchet defile. Tigers would be there too. At one place, the bulls started running back. That path was very difficult to pass. If the cart was slightly bended, it was sure to fall in the valley. Shantaram started doubting as to why the bulls were running back. He was stunned to see a tiger with frightening looks. The tiger was seeing the people in the cart and her eyes were shining in the dark. It was as a do or die situation for them. Shantaram wanted to go back of the cart and put a big stone so that the cart would not fall into the valley. Immediately, Nachne, a devotee of Sai Baba, shouted loudly, "Jai Sai Baba, please come running and save us from this calamity." Other people in the cart were also shouting loudly, "Jai Sai Baba." Sai Baba heard the prayers and the chanting of the people. Would he remain calm after hearing Namasmarana? Then the tiger ran beside the cart by fleeing. They came out of the difficulty after doing the Namasmarana. After attacked by elephants too, nothing could happen to Bhakta Prahlada in those days. In the dark of the night, nothing happened to Nachne and others traveling by the tiger in the deep forest. This was what the greatness of Sai Nama. Let us chant his name any time. Today is March 31st. May Sai Nama save us like Nachne in those days. Bow to Shri Sai. Peace be to all. The moral of the story is, the tiger are like the problems that we face in our daily routines. We get frightened at times looking at the problems that we go through. However, we being the devotees of Baba need to have complete faith in our Sai Ma. Keep chanting the name of Sai Baba all the time. There is no restriction for chanting. Let the problems know that our Sai Baba is greater than the problems. He will never leave his devotees alone when they go through a problem situation. He saves us from all the calamities of life. Remember, it is our karma due to which we keep encountering problems in our life. However, the chanting of mere name of Sai Baba will take us out of all shackles of life. Remember, Namasmarana, Shraddha and Saburi on our Sai Ma will make us win from all the problems. Jai Sai Ram. For more audios, please visit SaiLeelas.com. Jai Sai Ram. Om Sai Ram.